You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. More than 40 local school districts say they're fed up with state and federal mandates telling them what to do and how to do it. Superintendents from districts in Butler, Claremont, Hamilton, and Warren counties can rattle off a list of what they say are unfunded mandates that hamper teaching and learning. The Ohio Teacher Evaluation System, the Third Grade Guarantee, College Credit Plus, new career advising policies, teacher residency programs, and career technical requirements at the junior high level, just to name a few. And of course, as Talawanda Superintendent Kelly Spivey points out, there's the testing issue.
As an educator, I would like to get rid of a one-size-fits-all approach. Not all students learn the same way or should be measured the same way.
The newly created Greater Cincinnati School Advocacy Network plans to lobby legislators for more local control of public schools. John Graft is superintendent of the Butler County Educational Service Center.
Our local school boards should be making decisions. They're the property taxpayers. They're representing their communities, and they should have the lion's share of the decision-making about what their school should look like and what the requirements and mandates should be in their local communities. And I think what we've seen from Columbus and from Washington is that they've decided what the local school districts will look like.
Districts are encouraging parents and community members to contact their state and federal officials as well. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.